Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to more John Chuckery.
No, I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
We got 60 minutes to go before we wrap this up, and you get to hear your beloved John Chuckery tomorrow night after the Hawks and Knicks game. But Rob Tribble manning the microphone tonight, and it's been a pleasure the last few weeks dealing with you knuckleheads. All right. Normally, you guys save rank them till the last segment, right? Or do you ever move it around a little bit?
No, we usually always save it for the last full segment, 10:40.
10:40. Well, we're doing it right now.
That's fine.
At 10:01.
Let's do it. All right. You know where we got to start. We got to start with
National
Days, National Rob.
National Days.
All right. So we actually only have three National Days, so I added in one that I think you'll like. National Days today. The ones that are actually National Days today.
All right.
Get to Know Your Customers Day, National Popcorn Day, or World Quark Day. It's spelled Q-U-A-R-K. That's not quark, because quark's not spelled that way. Quark.
What is quark?
I don't know what quark is. I'm actually going to look it up here in a second.
So get to know your customer day, popcorn day, and quark day. There's three of them.
But wait, I'm adding one more.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. We're going to make today National Rob Tribble Day.
I love it. Well, that's awesome. So clearly, that'll be number four. Get to Know Your Customers Day. I'm telling you, man, customer service just
it's everything.
Sucks. And it sucks nowadays, it seems
does.
Like.
It does.
How pleasant is it? And you know what I actually try to do? Whoever's waiting, even if I'm checking out at Publix, I look at the name tag of the person I'm talking to, and I say them by name. Acknowledge their existence. It actually means something to them.
Right. I think that's a great thing to do, too.
I think that should be number one.
By the way, I looked up what a quark is.
Yes.
And apparently it's a type of elementary particle and a fundamental constituent of matter. So quarks combine to form composite particles called hadrons, the most stable of which are protons and neutrons, the components of atomic nuclei.
Are you saying without quark there'd be no matter?
I think so.
And without no matter, there'd be no us.
You're right. So quarks are very important.
So that's at number three.
Just right above National Rob Tribble Day.
Yes. So Get to Know Your Customers Day is number one. I'm a big fan of that.
Yes.
Popcorn two, quark day three, Rob Tribble Day four.
All right. You were just talking about customer service. So
yes, sir.
I'm glad you did that because that transitioned us into another one.
Cool.
Best customer service. Who has it out there out of these four? Chick-fil-A. Trader Joe's, which we were talking about the other day, Aldi, Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Ugh. There you go. That's a number four. Chick-fil-A's good. Chick-fil-A's solid, man. They get you in and out of there.
They are.
I mean, the one over there across from Maynard Jackson High School over there in the Glenwood area by the Kroger, that drive-through stretches for miles. It seems like they get people in and out, though.
I always order on the app now. That's always just
Aldi. I've only been into Aldi once, so I don't know. I'll put them at three just due to a lack of exposure. Amazon, right. Screw Amazon. Trader Joe's, Chick-fil-A two, Trader Joe's one. Trader Joe's
is amazing.
they treat their employees well.
I was in there yesterday. It was great. I had an excellent
experience. You think about our conversation
experience.
We had?
I did.
Yeah, it's been that funny. Yeah, they're happy to be there.
They are, very much.
Proper appetizers, too.
Oh, yes.
Cheap beer.
Actually, they were giving out samples. It was a nice little cracker with some good, like, pepper jack cheese on there.
Did you know they had a $2 wine that won international awards?
Really?
Highly acclaimed, yes.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yes, they did.
That's awesome. Right. Okay. Here we go. We were talking about the Braves a little bit ago, too. So I got a couple of Braves rankums for you. Who do you think out of these four will lead the Braves in home runs this season? Ronald Acuña Jr., Matt Olson, Austin Riley, or Ozzie Albies?
Acuña, Olson, Riley, and Ozzie?
Yes.
Oh, Ozzie will be fourth. Ozzie's going to have a fine year, but he's not going to put up gigantic numbers.
Right. He's not going to get close to 40 like Riley, Olson, and Acuña.
I'll say Riley, number one, Olson, two, Ronald, three, Ozzie, four.
There you go.
But Ronald and Ozzie can do things that Olsen and Riley can't.
Of course.
So we know that. So I'm not sliding them. I'm just saying.
Right. All right. Now, most likely to make the World Series this year.
Oh.
Just in the NL. We'll do the AL here in a second. Braves, Dodgers, Mets, Padres.
Braves, Dodgers, Mets, Padres. No, the Mets jinxed themselves by spending $500 million.
Right.
So they're least likely at four. Padres, three. I'm going to be a homer. Dodgers, two. Braves are going back to the World Series this year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. There we go.
I love it. All right, we'll do the AL here in a second coming up. But in honor of National Popcorn Day, yeah. I have to ask you this question.
Oh, how I take my popcorn.
How do you take your popcorn? That's not the ranking, but we'll ask it.
No butter. I used to like
You don't
butter.
Like the movie theater butter?
No, nah, it's a little too much. It's a little
That's
too,
true.
Too rich for my delicate constitution.
It makes sense. All right. How do you rank these movie theater snacks?
Ah, great.
Popcorn. The good old cookie dough bites that you can get at the movie theater for $1 million
right.
these days. A soft pretzel or M&M's. They could be any kind of M&M's. Peanut M&M's, regular M&M's. They have brownie M&M's now.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to put soft pretzels going to be two.
Okay.
I'm going to have popcorn one, cookie dough bites 1A, M&M's 1B because there's something I do. There's a method to this.
Uh-oh.
What should you take your popcorns, you dump the cookie dough bites in there and the M&M's.
Ooh.
And every once in a while you get that surprise bite of popcorn with the chocolate in there.
Yes. Yes.
You're welcome.
I love it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to have to try that now.
Did you ever try the butter on the toast before you toast it?
I didn't. I still have to try that.
You got to get on that.
I got to get on that.
Pre-butter the toast. Put it in the broiler.
Okay. I got you. All right. Let's go back to baseball and get to our AL. Astros. Most likely to win the World Series. Astros. Yankees. Let's go Blue Jays. And we'll throw in... Well, I don't really like any of these teams, actually. I'm looking at some odds here. All right, let's throw in the Guardians. They were okay last year. So, Yankees, Astros, Blue Jays, Guardians.
The Astros are just on a run, dude.
They are, man.
They're in that juggernaut era. Dusty Baker, I hate the Astros. I love Dusty Baker, though. He was on deck when Henry Aaron broke Babe Ruth's record, by the way. He used to wear number 12 for the Braves before he went to the Dodgers.
Wow.
I'm going to go Astros 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go Blue Jays 2, Yankees 3. Guardians for Guardians had a great year and overachieved and surprised everybody last year.
All right, let's get to some NFL rankums. Rob Tribble.
Oh, here we go.
More likely to pull off the upset.
Ah, this weekend.
Jags, Giants, Bengals, Cowboys.
Jags, Giants, Bengals, Cowboys.
Who's going to do it?
See, I don't think the Bengals give a damn.
I don't think they do either. That's they got swagger,
yeah,
Rob.
They big time.
You were talking about it earlier. Bengals they got swag.
Bengals won.
Okay.
Plus,
nobody would really be surprised if the Bengals beat
the
Bills
anyway. But they are an underdog.
But they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll go Giants 2. Jaguars 3. I think the Jaguars are more likely to beat the Chiefs than the Cowboys are the 49ers. I don't trust Dak, and I think the 49ers are just so loaded.
Yep.
Won 11 in a row.
And they're just hot right
now,
too.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, moving on. So, we have been talking a lot about the Atlanta Hawks.
Indeed.
So, who do you think is, trade deadline's coming up, who do you think is more likely to be moved? Hopefully none of these guys, but could be a thing. John Collins, Clint Capella, Bogey Bogdanovich, or we'll go with Aaron Holiday. Because I don't like the Holiday brothers.
Yeah.
But nobody probably wants
Aaron
Holiday.
Where can you get him, though?
You're right.
Collins, most likely.
Yep.
Clint, second. Bogey, three. And then Aaron, four. I don't think you get anything for I don't think you get him. I know you don't like either of the brothers, but he's the brother that rarely plays, right? If ever.
Well, Justin's the one that rarely, rarely plays. Yeah. Aaron plays
more than Justin.
Way more than Justin. Yeah. Thank goodness.
And you can put Trae Young on that, and there's growing.
Yeah, you could put Trae. Yeah, could put Trae Young on that list.
I don't
think
they're moving Trae.
Nah, I don't think so either. Especially with Nick Wrestler at the helm.
Well, especially now they forfeited all these assets, these first round assets to get DeJounte Murray here. So okay.
All right, Rob, would you call yourself, maybe not now, but back in your heyday, would you have called yourself a party man?
Oh, well, still am, actually.
Still am a party
man. Yeah, yeah.
All right, what's your favorite type of party get-together setting? Are you more of a kickback type of dude?
Kickback,
okay. Uh-huh. Are you more type of go-to-the-club type of guy? Are you more of a, you know, hang out at the bar type of dude? Or are you more of like a good old rager type of party?
Well, it's going to be bar is one.
Uh-huh.
Kickback is two. I'm going to put club and rage at four. I'm not going to the club anymore at my age. If I walked to that club.
No more clubs?
Hell no, I'm not going to the club. Who's in the club? Everybody in the club. Everybody but me. Everybody in the club. Everybody but me. So I'm a bar guy. Number one, bar. Two, kickback, house party sort of thing.
House parties are always the best.
Yep. Club, no. Rage, I did that in the 90s. I've been to rages. Raves, what we called them back then. Okay.
All right. Speaking of kickbacks and house parties, you can have a good time at those. You play some games.
Certainly.
You can play some card games as well. Out of these card games, how do you rank them? Cards Against Humanities, Uno, Spades. Or are you a blackjack type of dude?
First of all, you know what? I hate cards.
You hate cards?
I don't play cards.
You look like a type of dude that plays cards to me.
Nope.
That's wild.
I had some friends, they play spades. They play spades for 8 hours.
I love spades.
Maybe to know what it's like. I've just never been a card guy. What's wrong with it?
Really? Do you like dominoes? I know it's kind of like cards in a sense, but not really.
No.
Are you a game type of person at all?
Yeah. Some games. Okay. Battleship, I'm your boy. You sank my battleship. Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
I love that one.
That one is hilarious.
Fun. That's fun. Blackjack 2. Spades and Uno will be 4. I have no number 3. Okay. Cards Against Humanity 1, Blackjack 2, then Spades and Uno, co-number 4s to show my disregard for them.
It is all good. Okay, moving on to the next one here. I had it in my head. Now it's gone.
Oh, dear.
Hold on. It's going to come back to me here in just a second. Right. I found it, Rob. I found it. It only took a second.
That young, fresh, agile mind.
Exactly.
Sure you would've.
All right. A lot of people don't have cable. A lot of people have cut the cord.
That's right.
So are you a streaming service kind of dude? You got streaming services?
Now I do. Yeah, I cut the cable.
Okay. That's good.
Cut the cord, yep.
I feel you. I've done the same. So, what are your favorite streaming services right now? Let's go Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO Max, and Hulu.
So, we have Netflix, Amazon, HBO Max, and Hulu.
Yes.
Fubo.
Fubo is a good one.
Because I can get any game I want.
You could, yes.
And that's what I do.
Funny story about Fubo. So, when I over this past Christmas, when I went to Asheville, North Carolina, with Simone and her family.
Great town.
Yes, we stayed in the Airbnb, beautiful Airbnb, and we were trying to figure out how to watch the football games and basketball games, stuff like that. And she had Fubo, and it was great. You get any game you want. came through clutch.
You see that cool minor league ballpark they have there in Asheville?
Uh-uh.
I think, what are they, Pilots? That's a cool town, though, man. I like Asheville a lot. But it's kind of been discovered now and kind of watered down.
Yeah.
Probably too expensive now to get into. So, okay. I'm going to have Fubo's going to be one, actually. I'm going to enter. He's going to be.
There you go.
An undrafted free agent. Came and made the squad.
I like it.
Netflix 2, Amazon 3, Hulu 4, no HBO Max. So there we go. Yeah. It also depends on where your shows are.
That's true.
So because do you watch Yellowstone? No, you don't.
I don't. My mom watched it, though. She loves it.
Oh, man.
Because that one's on Paramount Plus.
I like, Squid. Squid's a big Yellowstone guy. He compares it. It's like if Game of Thrones were held on a ranch in Montana. It's that type of just wild, random stuff.
But see, pretty soon I'm going to just have to bite the bullet and buy HBO Max because I have a lot of great shows that are on HBO Max I don't get to watch, but I want to watch.
I've got so many things that I'm supposed to watch. Now it's up to like 30 shows that I haven't watched. Breaking Bad. Never watched Breaking Bad.
I've heard good things.
I heard good things.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. You can go down the line with it. So, all right. Good job, man. That was good stuff. I really like the one you put Rob Tribble today, and that was great.
I had to, man. I had to.
The customer service was my favorite. So, all right, we're going to come back. Let's go around the NFL, shall we? Bunch of different things. We're going to hear from is this new? Is this new here? We got Brandon Staley.
Yeah, we got some Brandon Staley in there. We got Gronk. We got A-Rod in there. Aaron Rodgers.
Let's do this. Let's hear a bunch of different sound bites from NFL dudes.
Yeah.
Like Jerry Jones, Jalen Hurts. We're going to hear from Gronk, Aaron Rodgers, A-Aaron Rodgers. We're going to do all that next. Sports Radio 99 again.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Attention, adoring fans.
Back to more John Chuckery.
Hey, folks, how you doing?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Rob Triple in for Chuckley, but America's sweetheart, John Chuckley, will be back tomorrow night after the Hawks-Knicks game. We're going to do some NFL, we're going to jump around all over the place. Of course, a bunch of big games this weekend. NFL down to its final eight. And what do you know? The Cowboys are actually a part of it. When's the last time they were in the NFC Championship game? What was it, 96? I know they hadn't won a road playoff game since, what, 92, I think. Put it this way, it's been since the early, mid-90s since they've done anything, but yet that franchise, that fan base acts like they're the preeminent team. And guess what? Stop with the Dallas Cowboys being America's team. No, they're not. Every year, they're ranked as one of the most hated teams of any sport. That's not America's team.
Only Cowboys fans like the Cowboys.
That's true.
Literally nobody else likes the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, oh, dear. I did it again. I knocked my headphones out of the jacks. I got so excited mocking the Cowboys. All right, now we're back. Jeez. I get so fidgety in here. Like I'm all hopped up on coffee or something.
Need to get you like a fidget spinner or a stress ball
in
there.
I know, some sort of thing, man. Yeah, it's kind of
I'm the same way, too. I always like when I'm just sitting still and like not doing stuff, I always like just mess with stuff.
You don't have restless leg syndrome, though, do you?
No. But I was a drummer in middle school and high school, so I'm always tapping or touching something or
do
whatever.
Too,
yeah,
I played at drums. I could do a little bit, do some fills, but I'm always doing stuff like that. I'm a great drummer on my steering wheel in the car. I can do the
great
fills.
A.
I can anticipate the fills.
Yes.
The phantom cymbal up there to the right, just hit the phantom cymbal. But I'm doing all the fills all over the steering wheel.
Need to get you a drum set.
Maybe we should. Hey, Jerry Jones. Let's hear from Jerry Jones. Talking about that victory over Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I can't wipe this grin off my face. I'm so excited for our fans. I'm so excited for this team, Dak, all the players that have worked so hard and have continued to improve, fall through injury, and then to step up here and have a victory like this that does make a difference. I was visiting with Michael Irvin right at the end of the game last night, and he was using a hunting dog analogy, but it's true. They do put the face of a hunting dog when you find what you're hunting. They rub that dog's face in that blood and make sure that he remembers what it tasted like and what it was like. And boy, that enhances his instincts for the rest of his time. And that's exactly the way the Cowboys, I'm sure, will take this victory in Tampa. Take everything associated with it, make everything they can out of it. You can say, well, you've got to move on. No, they're a better team leaving Tampa than when they got there.
How old is Jerry Jones now? Was he 79 or 80? Still sounds pretty lucid. It's that glory hole that can't wipe the grin off his face, though. We know that.
Jerry Jones is 80.
Yeah. He still sounds pretty lucid.
He does.
He's not hiding his own Easter eggs or anything, so he's got that going for
him,
I guess so. Hey, well, Mike McCarthy, his coach, tall task. I don't think they're going out there and beating the 49ers. And credit to Dak. Dak has been getting a lot of blowback and heat, missed five games, still led the NFL in interceptions, played extremely well, locked in last week, but guess what? That Buccaneer defense ain't nothing like what he's going to be facing with the 49ers. Here's McCarthy. Pretty short week because they played on Monday.
I think it's going to serve us well. We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy, so we'll be fine. So no, I mean it's the schedule. I mean it's TV is king. I mean what are you going to say? I mean this is part of the challenge. It's not concerned. We got plenty of time to get ready, so we're not stressed about it at all.
Well, you might as well not be. You got to play. And he's been there before, though, certainly. But I wonder though. You know, remember how long Sean Payton was rumored to be eventually the Dallas Cowboy coach? Has Mike McCarthy saved his gig out there? I guess. What if they completely lay an egg, though, against the 49ers? And Jerry's 80 now, and he wants nothing more. Still to this day, the most important thing to him, right, I want to win a Super Bowl without Jimmy Johnson. He kind of did it, of course, with Barry Switzer, but he wants to now this far removed. I guarantee you he does. And not to mention, he just wants to win because he is a competitor. Say what you will about him. Interesting. All right, the Eagles, 2-0 against the Giants this year. And as I said before, And this is the thing that's always been, it's almost impossible to beat a team three times in a row. No, it's not. It's happened 23 times where a team that's beaten a team twice in the regular season faces them in the playoffs and loses. Those games have happened 23 times. Nine times has the team actually not been able to do that. Beat the team three. Actually has won. What am I doing? What? It's happened. Help me here. It's happening. It's happened 23 times. Oh, dear God. You know what I mean. It does happen. For God's sakes, it happened.
It's happened 23 times in NFL history, and the team that has gone 2-0 has won nine times.
There you go. Holy smokes. See what I mean? I told you.
I feel
you,
man. I
don't have my fastball tonight, man. This is crazy. All right. Of course, we got Jacksonville heading out to Kansas City. Epic tailgating scene out there. Some of the best fans in the NFL. You think about that Kansas City barbecue. Well, Doug Peterson, who, of course, won a Super Bowl of the Eagles and restored some order after the buffoon clown show that was Urban Meyer. Here's a Jacksonville coach on the atmosphere out there in KC.
It's a great atmosphere. We got to embrace it. You know, no one expects us to do anything, you know, so go play, have fun, enjoy the moment, and let's see what happens. We've put ourselves in this position to be one of the four remaining AFC teams, and, you know, you got a lot to play for. And whether we win, whether we lose, you know, our season was a huge success, you know, from that standpoint. First year together, overcome a lot of adversity from last year to this year and pushing these guys through.
You know, they played pretty well. Kansas City got out to a big lead, but Jacksonville made a pretty good comeback but fell a little short. I think they lost 27-17 in that game, but I think Trevor Lawrence has certainly arrived, played very well. People were almost going to attach the bust label to him. Far too talented for that. You kidding me? And with that hair, those golden locks. Well, after the game, Trevor not a big partier. Good Southern Christian man. What did he do after that victory over the Chargers? Well, he actually made a reservation at Waffle House. Here's what happened.
Well, yeah, I was talking to Brandon, and I can't remember. It was Brandon Sheriff and someone else, maybe EJ. Hadn't ever been to Waffle House in their life. So that was like a week or two ago, and I was saying, we got to go one day after the game. And then last week I told him, I was like, once we win on Sunday, we're going to Waffle House. So Marissa actually called, and I talked to the Waffle House about like reserving part of it, and they were like, well, if you give us a heads up, we can kind of like clear some people out of one area and, yeah, and have you guys some spots saved. So they did that, and it was great. We had like 20 guys there. Yeah. So maybe the first. Reservation at Waffle House.
So what's your go-to dish at Waffle House?
It depends. That night I got the Texas bacon cheesesteak with hash browns with cheese and a pecan waffle. So it depends. Yeah, I was. So sometimes I get the all-star, you know, depends how I'm feeling.
Can you order the hash browns in the way that with a proper verbiage?
What is the smothered is cheese? Is that correct? I just say cheese.
Well, I one time got mine. I love Waffle House. I'm a big fan. The very first ever Waffle House is right there in Avondale Estates, and now it's preserved as a museum.
Wow.
And as it's in its original state as well, as they could duplicate it with the old chairs and booths and appliances and jukebox.
While we're on the topic of Waffle House, number one, there is literally where my apartment is.
Yeah.
There is a BP right there, like literally next to my apartment, like outside the gates. And then right next to that is a Waffle House. I could walk to Waffle House from the outside of my apartment. I most definitely have on multiple occasions. And it's been great.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
And
I completely agree with Trevor, too. The Texas bacon cheesesteak is amazing. It's
solid,
fire.
Dude.
I love
it's solid.
It.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree.
I got to try a pecan waffle, though. I've not tried a pecan waffle.
Pretty solid. And the waffles smell so good, too.
They do.
And I'm a big pancake guy over waffles, but I make an exception for that. But one time I ordered my hash brown scattered, smothered, covered, and chunked, and I think topped with Burt's chili.
Ooh.
But I got mine scattered, smothered, covered, and haired. There's like three long hairs.
I was about to be like, is haired really a thing, or was there hair in it?
No, there's hair in it.
Oh, man.
I did not order scattered, smothered, covered, and haired. True story, man.
So did you send it back, or did you just pick it out?
No, I sent it back.
That's good. Yeah,
and I'm not a big send the food back type of person.
Me either. I try to power through it if I can, but, you know. If you got three long hairs in it, there's only
come on, I can't.
I'm sorry. I got to do this.
I have to have some boundaries. But I try to grin and bear it, too, unless it's really egregious.
Right, you know? Exactly.
I don't want, you know, I don't want really overly pink chicken. You know, the salmonella thing would bother me.
Yes, a little bit.
All right, Aaron Rodgers was on, and these are from the Pat McAfee podcast, right, when he went on there. And here he is. He just he talks about, we're going to hear a lot from Aaron Rodgers right here. Why not? Because he's Aaron Rodgers. And now he's so polarizing, it's kind of fun to annoy people by making them listen to him. Well, here he is on whether or not he's returning.
It's just taking some time, pausing, letting kind of all the emotions kind of run through you, and then starting to see how it feels day after day and what's coming to mind. You missing it, not missing it, you excited about the next season, new challenge, whatever it might be, and then kind of lean into that feeling, and whatever feels right in your body is probably what it's going to be. I think it's got to be a full yes. It's got to be like a yes, 100% I'm in. And if it's not that, then you're out.
All right, Aaron, what's your timeline?
I think you have a feeling where you're leaning, but there's a lot of things that come into play. Just on my side, it's the physical part, it's the emotional part, it's the spiritual part, it's the ability to go back out there and give it 100%. You know, it's also the situation and where the team is at and the focus moving forward, short-term, long-term. And then, you know, it just comes down to the intuition and what it feels like in your body and what it feels like in your mind. And once you commit, then you commit and you move forward, whatever the decision is.
All right. Aaron, at your age, is it possible you could win an MVP in your elderly state?
In 2019, we, you know, were feeling each other out on offense, and our defense played pretty damn good. And a lot of people said I was, washed, couldn't really play anymore.
Washed, yeah.
Wasn't the same. And then I won two MVPs in a row.
Hell yeah. Is that good?
Without really doing anything different. I'm sure there's a lot of the same sentiment this year. You know, I have a lot of comments about a lot of that I like to keep to myself, or I'll share, you know, off air, just because out of respect for the whole process. But nice. Do I still think I can play? Of course. Can I play at a high level? Yeah. The highest. I think I can win MVP again in the right situation. Right situation, is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure.
Ah, okay. I. Aaron, I heard a lot of I in there. In MVP, well, Rob Gronkowski took issue with some of Rodgers' statements.
I'm totally fine with everything he said, except one major part, and that's the MVP again. It's just that I think I could win another Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and then that would have been totally fine. Like, bro, like, why are you thinking MVP? Like, don't you want Super Bowls? Like, Super Bowls are I think, five times greater than an MVP award. Like, we all know that you won the MVP a few times now, but, like, you know, everyone would know even more how many more Super Bowls you've won than MVP. So that's why I'm just a little confused about that, you know, about that quote that he just had. I mean, it should be Super Bowls. You should never be thinking the MVP when Super Bowls are twice.
And you've won four. He's better. Won one.
Well, thanks for chiming in there, whoever that was. Who was he talking to? Do we even know? Oh, well. All right. Well, Gronk has a point, I guess, but I'm sure Aaron would also like to win a Super Bowl, but he's not wrong. All right, we're going to come back, talk a little Hawks, shall we? Big win last night, have now won four in a row. And it's weird how Luka Doncic and Trae Young, they're going to be forever linked, but their circumstances this year with their respective teams are very, very similar, eerily similar. That's next.
Aha, aha, you know.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Who is this person?
It's John Chuckery.
Are you sure?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The rebound, Trey Young. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Here comes Trey. Trey drives. Trey underneath. Clint Capella jams it home. And the Hawks have taken the lead. 98-97.
Very happy Steve Holman. Hawks with a win last night, 130-122. They have won 4 in a row. And with the way this season's gone for the Hawks, it feels like they've won 10 in a row.
Bang!
Bang! They're now 23-22. Although Trae Young questionable for tomorrow due to an ankle sprain he suffered in that game against the Mavericks, which means he won't play. Let's go back to that
calf think
issue.
He'll play.
Nah.
And Knicks at home, I
hope so.
I would like to think
you
he
thought
plays.
He would have played against Brooklyn at home.
You would have thought.
He got kicked in the calf. Come on.
I think he'll – I have no source whatsoever. I just have a gut and an inkling I think he'll play.
I hope so.
Hope so, too.
Well, DeJounte Murray, the big scorer last night with 30. Trey did have 18. John Collins with 19. Hawks, 8 players in double figures. Trey wishes the win was a little bit more thorough, though.
Obviously, we wish we could have led from the beginning to the end like these last couple of games, but that's not realistic all the time, so – I'm just glad when they took the lead, we were able to still fight and stay in it and take it back. So that shows a lot from us.
And how many times this year have you seen the Hawks, and this seems like to be their MO in a lot of games that they end up losing, get off to a sluggish start, have a good second quarter, really good third quarter, then fall apart in the fourth quarter. Well, here's Trey last night. The Hawks did score 40 in the first quarter.
I think we did a great job of starting the game out fast again. That's gotten us these first, last few wins. I think starting out the game fast is important, and we've been doing a great job doing that. And
you know, one of the things when they bring in DeJounte Murray for those, for all of that, all of those draft picks, 3 first round picks, by the way, everybody wondered, well, Trey can't play off the ball. Well, Nate McMillan disputes that notion.
You know, when we have a hot hand, he's feeding the hot hand, and he's allowing, those guys who are knocking down shots to play with the basketball. You know, DJ had it going tonight, and Trey was calling his number down the stretch when I put those two back in the game. You know, so it, these are the things that we were looking for or have been looking for with DJ and Trey.
There you go. And you also put DJ on Luka in the second half, Nate, and how do you feel about that?
But I thought the second half, you know, we put DJ on him, and he did a good job of just staying in front of him and making him turn his back, not allowing him to face up and, get downhill on us.
And Luka did have 30 last night, but got pretty frustrated, noticeably frustrated in the fourth quarter too. And when you think about it, it's good to see the Hawks actually deferring to the hot hand and playing good team basketball. And here's Nate on that.
We've shown better patience in the last few games. I think we're doing a better job of attacking the basket, not settling on the perimeter for, you know, the first decent shot. We're working to get better shots, and we're shooting a higher percentage.
All right. As for Jason Kidd, well, he's kind of mocking. Jason Kidd was mocking his team, the Mavericks, defense from last night.
You got to keep asking or demanding for those guys to play defense. It's not just the offensive end. And tonight, we give up 130. Team shot 57%. It's a shoot around. You know, and in this case, in this league, you do that, No matter if you have Luka or Kareem or LeBron, you're going to lose.
Well, there you go. Now, the interesting thing, of course, Trey and Luka are going to be forever linked. Remember on draft night, Luka wearing a Hawks hat, Trey wearing a Mavericks hat, then we know what happened there. And the Hawks are clearly trying to construct a contender around Trey with an inexperienced front office, depleted assets due to giving up too much for Murray, 3 first-round picks. Now, well, guess what? DJ's going to be a free agent after next season. Wow. What if he doesn't want to come back? Man. Well, that's a big reason why Travis Link just didn't want any more to do with this. And the Hawks have that inexperienced front office.
Keep it 100, bro. I'm a...
You're from Seattle. You're not from the hood, DJ. You're not.
Coming from the hood.
No, you're not. You came from Seattle, dirty hippie city. Check this out, though. Luke and Trey, they'll be forever linked. They're living the same existence, basically. Both had falling out with former head coaches, Trey with Lloyd Pierce, and Trey kind of with Nate now, right? And Carlisle and Luka. Luka did not like the way that Carlisle treated players, kind of mocking them and everything else. They both have the same Supermax contracts, 5 years, $215 million, both making on an average $43 million a year throughout their contract. Both teams made surprising runs to the conference finals. Of course, the Hawks 2 years ago. Luka led the Mavericks to the Western Conference finals last year. Defense is an issue for both teams. Both teams have limited assets to acquire other players. They are living basically in parallel universes, it seems like, with wherever they are. So it's kind of an interesting thing. But hopefully the Hawks can – maybe this is a sign of good things. Steve Koonin always comes on Friday with Dukes and Bell, and they'll be at – where are they going to be tomorrow? They're going to be at which one are they going to be at? They're going to be at Twin Peaks Kennesaw tomorrow. They'll be up at the Kennesaw location. Now, Steve Koonin comes on with them every Friday, and he's basically been saying, just wait till this team gets healthy. Wait till it gets healthy. Well, you got Clint Capella back, so that's going to help out on the rebounding because the Hawks were getting pounded pretty hard on the boards for a long time when Capella was out. We knew that, and Nate McMillan was mourning that fact as well. And everybody's healthy now, so maybe if we can just stop worrying about what's going on in the front office, even though we should, thanks to Nick Wrestler. Or maybe Nick Wrestler is this amazingly motivational figure that has led the Hawks to 4 victories in a row. Is he going to be wearing like a white robe around the Hawks offices now is what I'm wondering.
Nick Wrestler, Landry Fields, and Kyle Korver are going to take the Atlanta Hawks to the promised land.
Well, I hope Kyle Korver has a good voice in there because he's seen it and done it all in the NBA.
Yep.
But I don't know. I don't know. It seems like Nick Wrestler has a lot of power given to him by his father. It's like his father gave him this billion-dollar toy to play with, and he has zero experience dealing with an NBA team. I'm not questioning his intellect or nothing like that. You have to be pretty bright to get through Georgetown Law School, but that doesn't mean you're all things to all people. That doesn't mean you know how to do this. And for whatever reason, he really felt like he had to assert himself to the point where Travis Link, who has done it, who has a track record of he has a big fingerprint on what's going on out there at Golden State. If you don't think he does, you're fooling yourself. Oh, but no. I know more because my dad owns the team. That's what this reeks of to me. You have a bunch of experienced people leave the front office. Now you have a bunch of inexperienced people. I mean, are they going to turn it into Google headquarters? They're going to have nap pods and a coffee bar and a wine bar. Is that what it's going to turn into? That sort of, oh, God. Just made myself sick. I just hope they can maintain this. But again, Trey, questionable, the sprained ankle suffered last night, but we'll see what happens when the Knicks come to town. Expecting another playoff. Got to be, that place is going to be rocking tomorrow night, I would hope. 4 games in a row, Friday night, no football going on anymore locally. Now the Hawks have center stage, so now's the time for them to shine and kind of bring back that luster that they have lost part of this season. I keep going back to that one caller who stands out to be a season ticket holder. He called up weariness in his voice, whether he's drunk or high or both, I don't know. But he said, you know, Rob, I got season tickets. And it's like I dread going down there now, but I feel like I have to because I spent all the money. That's what he sounded. He's all chill and stuff, but he still sounded weary. So we'll see this because this fan base is getting kind of frustrated with what's going on. So maybe now they're turning a corner. They're healthy now. They're clearly playing better as a team. The hot hand, they're deferring to that. Trey's not forcing everything. He's actually playing off the ball and distributing the ball more and actually getting some bouquets from Nate. So we shall see. And again, we've got all your football action. Now on Sunday, Jaguars-Chiefs, 4:30 kickoff on WAOK, as are the Giants and Eagles. That's after game one because we have the Hawks-Hornets at 7:30 on Saturday. So the Hawks have at least back-to-back home games. Those back-to-backs where you're on the road, then home, or home, then go on the road, they need to do away with those. I don't get it. Don't get it at all. Bengals and Bills on this station Sunday. That kick at 3 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Dallas and San Francisco will follow it up also right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dylan Matthews, it's been a damn pleasure, my friend.
It's been a pleasure working with you, Rob. Man. I'm definitely going to miss you. Hopefully we'll get to work together again sooner rather than later. But
sure
I've enjoyed my time, my friend.
And I don't know when I'm back on the air here. It might be March or something. Who knows?
Hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
I hope
the
so,
world
man.
needs Rob Tribble.
I think they do. Because I still have my fastball. I'm like Aaron Rodgers. You think I'm washed up? No, I can still win an MVP. Bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.